evening, 2015, the year of our Lord. As we come together to remember the Lord Jesus Christ's death for us, the Lord's salvation for us. Trust you have an order of service, and I'd ask you to open it, and inside we have a call to worship. Let's stand together for this call to worship. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord our God,
who redeemed us from sin and death.
For us and for our salvation, Christ became obedient unto death,
even death on the cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Let's sing from our blue hymn, the 175, Man of Sorrows. I'd like to start in chapter 52, verse 13, where we are told that this is an address about God's servant, referring to Jesus Christ. So hear God's word. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, everyone, to his own way, And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This is God's word, and the people say, Amen. Let's take time now to confess our sins to God, for Jesus certainly came to die for our sins. Let's pray together. O Savior of the world, who by your cross and precious blood has redeemed us, save us and help us, we humbly ask you, O Lord. Forbid, O God, that we should forget, amid our earthly comforts, the pains and mortal anguish that our Lord Jesus endured for our salvation. Grant us this day a true vision of all that he suffered in his betrayal, his lonely agony, his false trial, his mocking and scourging, and the torture of death upon the cross. As you have graciously given yourself utterly for us, may we give ourselves entirely to you. O Jesus Christ, our only Lord and Savior. Amen. Saints, please stand with me. Let's sing again of our Lord, number 178, O Sacred Head, number 178. Before we continue on with the service of shadows, just let's bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Almighty God, we pray that you would graciously behold this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross. Precious Savior, you prayed from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And so we pray, Lord, we hold on to a grudge like it was a treasure, but it rots our soul. Help us to let go of what we can't control and learn to forgive. You told that thief on the cross that, I tell you the truth, today you'll be with me in paradise. So like the thief to whom you promised eternal life, we believe in your ability to save us. Help our unbelief. You said to your mother, dear woman, here is your son, and to your disciple, here is your mother. And when we hurt, we think only of ourselves. Give us an unselfish heart to see and to care for others who are hurting. There, when the Father turned his face as it were from you, you cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was for us that you were forsaken. Help us to let go of the unanswered whys in our life and to find peace in knowing that you are our God. When the scriptures were fulfilled, it says that you cried out, I thirst. So, Lord, give us an unquenchable thirst to know you, our Lord. Finished. We can never add to what you've done for us. Our salvation is complete. Help us to know the joy of your grace as we serve you. And then your final prayer from the cross, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. We want to surrender everything in our life to you. Teach us what that means for each new day. Give us the will to do what we know we need to do. Precious Savior, the extent of your love overwhelms us. Help us to take our sins seriously and to always remember the high price you paid in taking the punishment we deserve for those sins. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. Holy Spirit, we pray for all who have not received the gospel of Christ, for those who have never heard the word of salvation, for those who have lost their faith, for those hardened by sin or indifference, for the contemptuous and the scornful, for those who are enemies of the cross of Christ and persecutors of his disciples, for those who in the name of Christ have persecuted others. Open their hearts to the truth and lead them to faith and obedience. We ask this all, pray this all, and thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
Century, a solemn observance known as Tenebrae was celebrated.
The church or place of worship in these services is brightly lit at the beginning of the tenebrae service. At the end of the service, there is total darkness, except for the great candle on the altar, a symbol of Jesus Christ, the light of God's love.
The word tenebrae means shadows in Latin. So this becomes a service of shadows. The gradual extinguishing of the lights and candles is symbolic of the flight of the disciples and friends of Jesus, and the sentiment of the whole world leading to the final isolation of Jesus on the cross. As we see the program unfolding, we are reminded of our own falling away and the consequences of separation from God.
At the conclusion of the service, the great candle is carried out of the room to mark the 3 days in the tomb. The tolling of 33 bells, one for each year in the life of Christ, is begun. Then the great candle is returned to the sanctuary, the symbol that the meaning of the cross is fulfilled and that the light of God's love can never be extinguished.
After the Christ candle has been returned to the sanctuary, the congregation leaves the church silently. There can be no benediction until Easter morning.
Anxious to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Later, as they ate the Passover supper, Jesus said to them,
one of you sitting here eating with me will betray me.
He knew that one of his disciples would tell the Jewish leaders where he was. Then they could arrest Jesus when the people weren't around to protect him.
The disciples were very surprised and sad when they heard this. They looked at each other, wondering which one Jesus was talking about. So Peter motioned to John, who was sitting next to Jesus, to find out what Jesus meant. So John asked Jesus,
Lord, who is the one who does such a terrible thing?
It is the one I will give this piece of bread to when I have dipped it in the dish.
Then Jesus gave it to Judas Iscariot and said to Judas,
what you are going to do, do quickly.
Suffering, Savior, pray.
garden. After the Passover supper, Jesus and the 11 disciples made their way towards the Mount of Olives to rest and to pray. On the way, Jesus gave them his last instruction, and they were saddened at his words. Peter was particularly sad. Filled with love for Jesus, he said,
"Lord, why can I not follow you even now? I will lay down my very life for your sake."
"I say to you, Peter, that this very night before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice."
Peter protested, as did all the others. But Jesus remained silent until they reached the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter, James, and John entered the garden with the Lord while the others waited outside. Jesus then said to the three,
"My soul is filled with sorrow, a sorrow that almost kills me. Stay here and watch while I pray."
He went a little further into the trees and threw himself upon the ground and cried out,
"O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me, but thy will, not mine, be done."
So great was Jesus' agony that his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
During this agony of the Lord, the three disciples fell asleep. And when Jesus returned to them, he said to Peter,
"Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
He returned to his prayer and cried aloud to heaven,
"My Father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink it, thy will be done."
Once more, he found Peter, James, and John asleep. So he returned to his prayers without awakening them.
The third time he returned to the three, he found them still asleep. Looking down at them, he said,
"Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour has come when the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners."
But hearing a sound in the distance, he said to the sleeping disciples,
"Rise up and let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
And the arrest. Then Jesus and the disciples went toward the entrance to the garden where they could hear the clanking of armor and see the flickering of torches. There they found Judas and the soldiers from the Pharisees.
And Judas, seeing Jesus, rushed forward and embraced him.
"Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?"
As the temple guard came forward to seize him, Jesus advanced to meet them.
"Whom do you seek?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"I am he."
Thank you.
soldiers and Jesus to the home of the high priest.
In the courtyard, one of the maids who worked for the high priest noticed Peter. She looked at him closely and then announced,
"You were with Jesus, the Nazarene. I don't know what you're talking about."
Just then, a rooster crowed.
Someone else saw Peter standing there and began telling the others,
"There he is. There's that disciple of Jesus."
Peter denied it again. A little later, others standing around began saying to Peter,
"You are one of them. You're from Galilee. Your speech shows it."
Peter began to curse and swear, "I don't even know this fellow you're talking about." And immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Suddenly, Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind.
"Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice."
And Peter began to cry. "You have brought this man to me as one who's leading the people into evil.
but I find no evil in him, nor has Herod. So I will order that he be beaten with rods and set free. For you know it's the custom to set one prisoner free at the time of the feast.
This was indeed the custom, but the mob set up a great clamor and cried for Barabbas, a thief and a murderer, to be set free instead. Then Pilate said,
"What then shall I do with this man, Jesus?
Crucify him. Let him die on the cross. Crucify him. Send him to the cross."
Between two criminals who were being crucified with him.
And the soldiers gambled for his clothing, throwing dice for each piece. The crowd watched, and Jesus said,
"Father, forgive these people, for they know not what they do."
The Jewish leaders laughed and scoffed. He was so good at helping others that seemed to save himself. He really is God's chosen one, the Messiah.
The soldiers mocked him too and called to him,
"If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Surely this is the Son of God.